Broadcasting worldwide on internet radio.
Refreshing takes on legal strategies.
Straightforward answers to difficult tax questions.
Independent ideas on building wealth. The Refresher Wealth Show with Mark Kohler and Matt Sorensen.
Previously recorded with Mark as the host of The Mark Kohler Show.
Enjoy this fresh take on strategies to better live the American dream.
Welcome everybody to today's show. Excited to be here with you. This is going to be an awesome show. I'm so pumped for this. I even got to the gym last night at about 10 o'clock to make sure I got my workout in for the day, because we're talking about nutrition, health, and how it can affect your business. And I didn't want to look like a slacker with the experts we have coming on the show later. So this is going to be good stuff. Welcome to all of you that may be new listeners and just checking this out for the first time. My name is Mark Kohler. I'm a CPA, attorney, author, surfer, family man, and just trying to live the American dream. And this show is all about making money, protecting it, saving taxes, and just bringing it all together. So I just love this time every week I have with you, Tuesdays at 11 a.m., and welcome to all our live callers, live listeners. As many of you know that have the link, you can listen in from your computer, listen in from your phone. And I have friends, clients, associates, students around the country that say, Mark, I go get my burger and fries at Wendy's, pull into a parking lot, and just listen to your show once a week. And I'm just honored by that. Thank you so much. And, of course, many of you, the bulk of everyone, catches this show later on podcast when you're running on your treadmill at night or taking a bike ride. Or just returning emails late at night. So thank you for listening. I'm going to put 110% into this show as I do everyone. So today, again, if you're just joining us, we're going to be talking about health and nutrition and how it can increase your profits in your business. I think we all kind of know that, but is it really worth the time? I don't know. We're gonna find out. So we have some amazing guests later that will be joining us. Now, as many of you know, we go through some tax and legal tips every week, first to see if there's something new that could impact your life in a positive way, a little tip or strategy. And I wanted to just highlight first, from my angle, the newsletter this week. A couple blog articles that I thought were quite powerful. First, Matt Sorensen, my partner, posted a blog article on borrowing from your 401k, and this can be your own 401k inside your own small business. Or a 401k you have at your day job. You can borrow up to 50% or $50,000, use it in a small business venture or a real estate deal, and be paying money back to yourself, tax deductible, tax free. Pretty killer. So anyway, check out that article. Good stuff. Next, and that you can catch on the Matt Sorensen, Matt, M-A-T-N is in Nancy Sorensen, S-O-R-E-N-S-E-N, website. If you don't get the newsletter, if you haven't been receiving our newsletter, you can get to it at my website, the law firm site, Matt's site. Just opt into the newsletter in the future. My blog article this week was about emails and handshake deals. I just had another client come into my office this week talking about a project. They did the whole thing on a handshake, and it was just ugly. Things are not the way each party believed they were going to turn out, and their recollection as to who got what, where, when, how, and bleh, is all buried in a chain of emails, and tempers are running high, and it's just nerve-wracking. And so in my blog, that's the article I posted this week, is just being extra careful, being cautious about, you know, the little things of doing a contract and making sure it's reviewed and dotting your I's, crossing your T's. Just a few $100 spent on a good contract can go such a long way. And my weekly message in the newsletter was about sole proprietorships, how they're not evil. Typically, sole proprietorships give us no asset protection, and they can cause self-employment tax problems. But for the brand-new small business owner, The sole proprietorship is a great way to get started. Test your product, test your idea, write your business plan, start getting going, and do a sole proprietor for a month or two. And it's okay. We can start the corporation or LLC later. Don't get sucked into an elaborate, expensive structure where some call center is telling you that you've got to have an entity before you can even cough. You know, it's not necessary. And I love the sole proprietorship as a family management company to hire your children, young or old, or family members, kids, grandkids. It's a great strategy, as many of you know, I talk about on a regular basis. So check those out. It's in the newsletter every week. Posts on the blogs and goes out in an email on Tuesday mornings early. I'm usually up till midnight, so it goes out right at 12:01 or shortly thereafter. So Tuesday mornings are my hard mornings. Ugh, brutal. So let's bring on one of our first tipsters, a regular guest on the show that shares a tax or legal tip with us. And for those just joining us, this is a normal procedure of just kind of talking about some tax and legal tips that can help you out this week before we get to our panel of experts here and our topic of our show, health and money. Does it really affect our profits? So we'll come to that shortly. First, Jerem Bergeson, a regular expert on the show, a licensed attorney in 3 states, a huge asset to our firm, helping clients around the country in their business planning. He's also known to write a nasty letter and go to court on occasion. Unlike me, I just watch Law & Order for fun. Jerem, welcome to the show.
Great to be here, Mark.
It's good to have you. Well, what do you got for us this week? Anything good? Any crazy story that would just excite us in a big one?
Well, it, maybe not exciting, but it's actually kind of a bit of a sad story. I had a client call in earlier this week, actually yesterday, and her husband had been in a very serious accident. He didn't pass away. He was going to make it, but chances are the doctors were telling her that he would be basically incapacitated for the rest of his life, and that he wouldn't be able to make decisions on his own. He wouldn't be able to care for himself, and that she was going to obviously, as the spouse, be responsible for those sorts of things, or at least the impetus would fall on her to do those sorts of things.
Oh my gosh, Jerem, I can't believe you're bringing this on my show. What do you say when you hear anything like that? And you had to talk with this poor woman. Wow. Okay. So
yeah.
Well, and what happened?
Yeah,
what's going on?
To make things even more a little bit more difficult, he had lots of business interests and financial interests and things that he was taking care of. That now, you know, it became, well, who is going to take care of these things now? Who's going to make these financial decisions and healthcare decisions on his behalf? And believe it or not, it's not always automatically the spouse. She was going to be in a position where there was no financial power of attorney, no healthcare power of attorney had been executed. So she was going to need to file with the state a petition for a conservatorship to be named the conservator, to be the one that's going to make these decisions on his behalf. And that's an expensive proposition. It's time consuming. You're subject to court supervision thereafter. Somebody can challenge your petition, say that even though you're the spouse or you're the partner or you're the closest blood relative, that you're not the person that should be making these decisions. You have to file a bond. All of these things could have been alleviated if there was a durable financial and healthcare power of attorney in place. And I know we just kind of got done with estate planning month, but this is a part of the estate plan I think we overlook sometimes. We talk about the will and the trust, but these powers of attorney they're powerful. They're things that can save you and your family and friends a lot of time and heartache if they're in place before something bad like this happens. So I just wanted to reiterate, even though estate planning month is over, Still, if you didn't get it done, look into it. This is another reason that estate planning and having a whole plan in place, not just a will or a trust, but the entire package in place is so important.
Well, gosh, Debbie Downer, womp, 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 womp. Gosh, no, I'm glad you bring this up. It is sad. It's something we need to talk about. It's ironic you bring this point to light on a show when we're talking about our health as well.
Right.
And it's we're all going to die someday, and our health and our mental capacity is, you know, could go at any time. And so we need to be careful. We need to plan for those devastating accidents. And so thanks for sharing that. what can I say? I hope the best for this family, and I can't echo your thoughts enough. So, folks, the estate plan. I know it sounds cheesy. You know, you think your parents are the only ones that are going to do estate planning, but I think it's so important. I'm working on estate plans today for three individuals that are in their 20s, and that's okay. They've got some investments. They've got some business holdings, and being young sometimes even puts you more at risk in some ways because of a very high-risk lifestyle and the crazy things young people do nowadays. So get your estate plan in order no matter what age. So thanks so much, Jared, for that. Anything else you want to leave us on a little higher note? Anything else? Any good news? Who's going to win the game tonight? Are the Spurs going to close it out? Is it over?
I don't think so. I've got Miami winning these last two. I hope not, but I bet they win the last two.
All right. Well, we'll keep this in mind. So before we turn this into a sport talk radio show, we'll go for that. All right. Thanks so much, Jeremy. All right.
Thank you,
Mark. Well, glad to have him on the show. And even though it's such a heart-wrenching example there for us, very, very important topic. Well, we were going to have, typically we have Brian Brown, another CPA at our office, share with us a tax tip. I got the word from Lisa via text that he is not available, and I know that he was in the middle of a conference and is trying to get out. So I had a backup. I want y'all to know I'm thinking about you. I've got a little backup here. I wanted to talk about the video I just recently posted, and it just went on YouTube this week. I try to post a little two-minute tax and legal tip on YouTube. For those of you that haven't looked at any of those, they're I think, quite interesting and powerful. So just YouTube Mark J. Kohler and check them out. But this week's little video was on the home office deduction. Now, okay, everybody listening, zoom in on this because I think this can save every one of you thousands of dollars, literally. The home office is often overlooked by the small business owner. First of all, many of us are afraid of it because some CPA 20 years ago or 10 years ago said, oh, don't take the home office. It's a high-risk audit issue. It is not. I can't remember the last time I had a client audited on the home office issue. Technically, it sounds pretty tough because it needs to be your exclusive place of business. And the primary and exclusive area of the home used for business, and your primary place of business. So those two things are a little tricky, it would sound on paper. However, let me make a couple points here. All of us, when you have some sort of small business, usually have two or three different ventures going on. You might have a rental property. You might have an office across town. You might be a chiropractor, a dentist, a realtor, a doctor, a contractor. You've got an office you go to every day. So you think to yourself, well, I can't write off home office because I go to an office. However, what about your home office that's managing your little family management company where your kids provide services to your business? What about your real estate and the home office you need to manage your rental properties? What about that little online business that you've got? See, these little other business ventures can be the perfect choice to use the home office deduction. So the home office deduction, when you do the typical calculation of your square footage and your rent, if you're just renting, you don't have to own the home, or your utility bills and all these little things you add up, the home office deduction could be $200, $300, $400 a month. I have a client here out in Laguna Beach area, which is a beautiful part of the country here on the coast. he's got a home office he built onto his house, that we take almost a $1,200 a month home office deduction because it's that nice. So find that dollar figure, which could easily be at $300 a month, times 12. Whoa, that's a $3,600 deduction at the end of the year on a tax return for the use of your home office. That's tax-free money to you to be reimbursed from your S-corporation if you're using a home office through the S-corp, or your just basic home office for a rental property business or a little online or MLM business. Maybe you're selling Bonavie or Herbalife. I don't know. Get that home office on your tax return. $3,600 a year, you're in a 20 to 30% tax bracket, you just saved $1,000. Bam! Can you feel that? Bam! That's tax savings, folks. That's doing a little out-of-the-box planning. Don't be afraid of the home office. Talk about it with your CPA. Be thinking about it and using it in your business. It can really impact your tax return in a big way. Well, we are going to move on to the topic of the hour. I am so excited about the power of good health and what it can mean in a small business. And I really would like some feedback from some of our live listeners and those on the chat line, if any of you would like to make a comment or call in. Any of you that are aggressive health nuts or personal trainers yourselves or budding aficionados when it comes to personal training, or you just maybe you're planning on running on a marathon this summer and trying to figure out how to fit it in amongst all your work. I know it can be a challenge. So let me introduce my panel here that I'm excited to have on the show. We're grateful to have them taking a little time out of their day to be with us to talk about health and nutrition and how it affects entrepreneurs and themselves and all of us and how it might be better able to impact us. Our first guest is Susie Augustine. She's a beauty expert with over 15 years of experience in health in the beauty industry. She's an author, a speaker, an educator, a publisher, columnist. Her newest book, which is just a lot of fun, is called Sexy, Fit, and Fab at Any Age. Say yes to your natural beauty while being funny, healthy, sexy, and inspired. And she has an entire section in her book on how health can affect your psyche and your business and your mentality and your confidence. It's really powerful. So without any further ado, I just want to say thank you, Susie, for being with us today. Thanks for finding some time.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me on your show today.
Well, you bet. I'm so grateful that you're here, and I know how busy you are. Thank you so much. I also want to introduce a couple of our other panelists, and then Susie will. I certainly want to start with you on a question here. But Scott Milligan is also joining us. He was previously the director of fitness and nutrition for Gold's Gym of Utah for the entire state. He developed and trained and certified over 150 personal trainers and instructors. Through the National Academy of Sports Medicine, he's a certified personal trainer, a corrective exercise specialist, and a performance enhancement specialist. That's what I need, a performance enhancement specialist. And he's also competed in 9 triathlons with 3 of his best finishes in 1st, 3rd, and 6th in his age group. And he's, of course, ran a marathon as well. So, I mean, this guy is Mr. USA. So I'm so excited to have Scott with us in his busy schedule. Scott, thank you for being here.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Oh, you bet. Now, our third panelist, bringing another perspective to the table, I know he's going to feel a little intimidated by by Susie and Scott to some degree, but we have Todd Bates, a good friend and one of the few, my mentor, my personal trainer, and who is also an entrepreneur with several businesses, and how he finds time to work out and stay fit and healthy, and we kind of run his little healthcare regimen is a testament to me of how powerful a healthy lifestyle can be, because he's been so successful in his business and he's integrated it into his life. And I wanted a real life example here with us on the show of how he's trying to balance all of this family, work, and health. And even though he's not a personal trainer or writing books on healthcare, he's out there living it every day trying to do what all of us are trying to accomplish, and that's stay fit and healthy. So, Todd, thanks for finding a few minutes to be with us as well.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mark. Yeah, and clearly I'm the layperson on this this panel, but I've had a lot of time to like work on myself, so I do have some insights, albeit maybe simpler ones than the other people.
No, that's awesome. That's what we want. We want this to be a collaborative discussion. So, well, let's start with ladies first and our author on the
Thank
show.
Thank
you. So excited about our new book. Susie, tell us a little bit about your book first and how it's been impacting people when it comes to health and nutrition. I tell us about it. We need to hear this. This is
oh, fantastic. Well, my book, as you mentioned, is Sexy, Fit, and Fab at Any Age. And then my byline there is, say yes to your natural beauty while being funny, healthy, sexy, and inspired. And to me, that was really important for me to have on my cover because being sexy, fit, and fab, it's fantastic, but some people have different perceptions of what that means. And it's more than just your outer appearance or, you know, certain physical features that you may have. It's to me, it's that whole package, embracing your natural beauty, loving who you really are. And in the book, I do talk about, I'm glad that you mentioned having balance in your life. So my book talks about the 8 keys to getting balance and a healthy lifestyle, to getting sexy, fit, and fab at any age. And those 8 keys are spirit, nutrition, exercise, education, passion or career, personality, grooming, and then sex appeal. So to me, I just feel like having that balance and maintaining it, and it's always hard to maintain a balance. So you just kind of watch where you are in different parts of your lives. If something's slipping, you might need to add a little bit more. You might need to take from, you know, a different part. Were you going to say something, Mark?
Yeah, well, I was just going to say the section I need to read in is sex appeal. That's what I'm working on. And so that's the chapter I wanted to focus on today.
To me, sex appeal, a lot of sex appeal has to do with personality and confidence.
Yes.
And I think you've got a lot of personality. You've got a lot of confidence.
Well, if that's all it is, then boom.
If it makes you feel better, Mark, I can testify that you're sexy.
Well, thank you. So we have a local.
Go.
There we go. Testimonial there. Okay.
Well, I go surfing with Mark quite a bit, and so I've seen him, you know, in various states of undress, and he is very sexy.
All right, I got to get control of the show. This is getting out of hand. Yeah, there's no modesty when you're getting on a wetsuit. I'll tell you that. So it's not pretty. Well, Susie, now, I'm sure that you see this every day, and we all feel this. Now, and this is important. I really feel that this is a show that I've been wanting to hold for months because I really believe this is just me, and I presume this is for many others out there, and this is what, Susie, I wanted to ask with the people you're teaching out there, is that when I'm working out and I'm eating healthy, man, do I feel more productive at work. But then
yes.
I can get into that cycle that where a big project hits or a pressure or a deadline, and all of a sudden I miss my workout for a day or two, and then I'm stressed, I'm hungry, I haven't been eating right, and I rush to the closest fast food joint, and I eat crappy for like 2 or 3 different meals, and then all of a sudden, boom, I just feel like I'm off my game, and then I'm making poor decisions. I don't know. Do you feel that way, that they're that intertwined with business, or is that just me and my experience?
Well, they are intertwined, but at the same time, sometimes you need to give yourself some forgiveness, because a lot of us, I think most of us, go through what you're talking about, but if you already establish a discipline, goal setting, and different things with your healthy lifestyle, with nutrition and exercise, so you've got... like a routine going. And for me, when I talk to women, and I, you know, I'm very real with them, and I tell them, you know, a lot of my friends think that I'm a dork. I show up with a lunch bag, and I have my food, my iced tea, all of my things, my snacks, everything ready for the day. And that way I'm set, so that then when that big project comes up and I'm thrown off for a few days and I drink Diet Coke and I don't take my walk, I know that I can just make a few small changes and I'm back to my routine. So if you establish that routine, you know, don't beat yourself up for falling off of it, but it reinforces it when you feel like crap and you go, oh man, that other stuff, that healthy lifestyle stuff, really does work. And like I said, you know, who cares what other people think? If you bring your own iced tea, or if you have little bags of cashews and things with you, you know, let's face it, when we hit different decades in our lives, so I'm just going to throw random ones out there. 30s, 40s, 50s. Our metabolism does slow down. But you still can't use that as an excuse. You just go, okay, well, then that means that I, you know, have to be even more strict with myself with the snacks that I bring, or I've got to work out a little bit extra hard. But all of these different disciplines and goal settings with fitness, it's the same thing. It applies to your success and your career. You need to establish goals for your career. You need to be disciplined so that those days when you're a little bit off, you don't feel like you're sharp enough, you've already established that discipline, you can jump right back into having a sharp mind and being creative.
Well, and I like that you brought up this discipline and staying on a routine, kind of what I was alluding to for a moment. So, Scott, our resident personal trainer here, you know, gosh, 10 years ago, maybe it was more than that. It seems like in my world, 10 years ago, it was kind of odd to hear someone say, oh, I got a personal trainer. But to me, it's really helped in a lot of ways for people to feel accountable to someone so that they are staying on a schedule. What's been your experience, Scott, as you work with entrepreneurs and busy people as they're trying to stay disciplined and committed to their health, and they know it's important, but they don't know how to stay on a schedule? How do you as a personal trainer see that and help people?
So it's, you know, it actually helps avoid what you just spoke about is the where you fall off the wagon for a little bit. I worked with several CEOs and or business owners that have very, very busy schedules. And by sitting down and making goals, and if nothing else, just by holding them accountable, if they know that in a week they need to report to somebody and tell them they did it or they didn't do it, even when they have big projects, they manage to fit that in. And it's something that I think at the end of the day helps. And one of the great things about both exercise and nutrition is that it's something that you have just an immediate positive effect on not only your thoughts, but the way you feel. You instantly feel better about yourself and kind of that self-image that you have and the way that you feel physically because of eating healthy and exercising allows you to be more productive and to, you know, to manage your stress levels as you work on a project. Trainers are something that help a lot with that just by, if for nothing else, the accountability aspect.
Well, tell us for a moment, with you being a performance enhancement specialist, and we think of someone like Todd Bates on the line with us, an entrepreneur, busy lifestyle, family, in your training, when you try to help enhance someone's athletic time or, you know, on a race time or a skill level or something like that, what is the psyche that goes into that in helping someone feel more confident and productive? And does that translate into business as well? Does it affect their life? I don't know if I'm asking the question properly, but how our mind plays into that when we are exercising and healthy and how it impacts the other aspects of our life. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I do. So I think one of the awesome things is both working with the young entrepreneurs or successful people or, you know, it sounds like you have a lot to do with dealing with people that are wealthy or want wealth, is that a lot of the skills that it takes to both be successful in fitness and nutrition are transferable or vice versa. So those same skills that help you be a successful entrepreneur of setting goals and following through and organizing your day and the self-discipline aspects there, you know, they transfer back and forth. And so you can take those same skills that you use in the business world, and if you apply them and set the goals and follow through and map out your plan of how you'll be successful in fitness, you're able to do that. And then really it just adds to it. So there are people that are successful in business and make a lot of money that don't exercise, but I think those people, they don't know what they don't know. And so they don't know how much better they could be, or they don't know that they could be free of pain when they're sitting at their desk late at night or not have the ache. That essentially, by exercising and incorporating nutrition into their life, they can actually feel terrific almost all of the time. I think it goes hand in hand. You see it a lot, the successful people that also manage to fit in the time to eat healthy and work out and improve their life that way as well.
Well, let me ask our resident layperson here out making it happen. Todd, I mean, here's the poignant question. Do you feel that if you were unhealthy, you'd be less successful in business? I mean, or is there, do you see a direct correlation between your skill set and your productivity at work and your health? What's your
personal
opinion?
For sure. I mean, there's no question about that. And I think a couple of things that Scott touched on, and well, a couple of things that we've discussed this whole time are the things that resonate with me. And I have to say, number one, no matter what kind of exercise you're doing, no matter what your fitness goals or your health goals are, doing something, whether it's walking, running, working out in the gym, doing triathlons, surfing, whatever you're doing something active is going to energize you, not just physically, but mentally as well. And so mental acuity, as far as that, as I was just saying, translates into business. You know, being articulate, having your mind function, you know, I mean, your mind is part of your body, and so taking care of your body. I mean, I love how, you know, we live in a place in Southern California. I live down here close to Mark, where there's a lot of people who drive around a lot of fancy cars, and I know that they put very expensive gas into those cars, and they take very good care of them, and they take them to the mechanic all the time, and they're shined up and pretty looking all the time. And it's always ironic to me to see those same people who pour so much energy into their vehicle that they can, you know, lease or buy and get a new one in 5 years, and then they just totally mistreat their physical body. And I see that a lot. The other thing I see is I see people, I mean, we live in an information age. I mean, think about what we're doing right now. We're having this conversation over the phone. It's a conference call, and it's also being broadcast. It's a radio show. It's an internet program. This information that we're sharing right now is available. It's all over the place. And I'm working with someone right now who, I mean, people come up to me just because they know that I don't have a lot of time, just like Mark said, like any busy person. I've got to be very efficient with the time that I use for exercise. And so people that have seen you know, results that I have in such a short period of time come to me and they say, what are you doing? How do you do that? And I noticed that that even with all the information that's out there and all the people that have such great intentions for their health goals and their fitness goals, they're much more prone, it seems like to me, to just latch on to whether it's – and not like any of these things are bad, because they're certainly better than sitting on your couch watching TV, but whether it's, you know, Zumba or spin class or, you know, or hot yoga or you know, whatever sort of thing is the zeitgeist, you know, whatever thing is the current trend, fad, whatever, people jump on that and they think that's going to be their magic bullet. And I see a lot of like highly inefficient, uninformed people working really hard and trying for something and not achieving results. And so I really think my two points then are, number one, yes, it totally affects your business life, being able to like manage your health and be healthy and be fit, and it helps it not just in your mental acuity but your appearance as well. I mean, as far as you know, if you have a job where you have to interact with people face to face, as much as maybe it shouldn't be a huge factor, I mean, studies have shown that the way you appear, if you have a healthy, attractive appearance, you will be more successful. And
Todd,
before you get to
your second point, let's stop there. That's right what I wanted to go to next. And back to Susie writing about your appearance and beauty. And I know you speak on stage about this a lot. I mean, most of our focus here for just the last 5 or 10 minutes has been how being healthy affects our inner psyche, so that we can feel more confident. We can go out and conquer the world, and we can get up. And it's tough being an entrepreneur. It's tough working for someone else. It's tough living the American dream. And if we can do something to feel more powerful inside, then we got to do it. But how we look on the outside is almost as important, because it can help us sell more or be more successful. I know you've talked about this, Susie. Let's just go over there for a quick moment, Todd, if we could. But Susie, how your appearance can help you make more money? I mean, what are your thoughts on that, Susie? I know you write about that.
Well, first of all, as Todd was starting to talk about that, I do agree that it can definitely help but I have a big but in there.
I doubt it.
Yeah, well, a rounded one anyhow. I do talk about beauty on the outside and in the inside. So while somebody can be very attractive and they might be charming, once again, going back to those eight keys, if you don't have your spirit down to where you're just, you know, you're genuinely a good person, you've got personality and just a warmth about you, yeah, somebody that's good looking, that's slick, they can make a lot of money. And I've seen that. And sometimes I don't necessarily want to be around those people. They might have the money, but they may not have as many friends. The people that I see that are attractive, sometimes they're not the most attractive person in the room, but they also have that deep sense of spirit. They also take care of themselves. They've got the healthy lifestyle. They've got that personality, and they have a passion for what they're doing. That is real charisma coming out. And that's, and usually those people have a little bit more of that sex appeal that we're talking about. And with that, you can definitely be more successful. People are drawn to you. They want to know what's your secret. And it's fun to share.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point. When Todd said that a moment ago, when he says, hey, we're out of barbecue, and someone will come up to me and say, people don't say this to me. I was paraphrasing for Todd. But they'll come up to Todd and say, hey, man, what are you doing? You look good. You look good. You look healthy. And it's not that he's ripped or, you know, whatever. I think you're absolutely right. You can exude confidence and that, because we as people want to be around other happy people. And when you're healthy, I just believe you're happier. I mean, Susie, do you disagree? I mean,
I start off my day with spirit, nutrition, and exercise. So I do my journaling, I do my walking, so I get that exercise. I start off with a green drink in the morning. So for me, the most important thing is start your day off right, decide to be happy and everything else. And then throughout the day, you know, so many different things are going to happen in the day, but you start off feeling very happy, confident, feeling good about yourself, and you can ride that throughout the day.
Well, I love it. And I want to talk a lot of today about the how-to, and certainly I know Scott's going to have some suggestions to us on things that we can start doing right now. I've got a suggestion too, folks. I'm going to throw it out there, but I'm going to have you hold your breath for this one. But Todd, you had a second point, and I cut you off a moment ago. You were saying,
I don't even know if
you remember
what the second point was, but I think my point is...
I think you're talking about with your looks, or if you're good looking, sometimes more things can come to you.
That was the first point is that it not only helps your mind, but I think you can exude that confidence, or it can come through in, and I'm not even just saying, I think working out helps your confidence and everything. And when I talk about looks, I'm saying, you know, your skin looks clearer, your eyes are brighter, your body is functioning. When you eat properly and you're exercising, your body functions properly, and you actually, you know, not just dropping pound, you know, fat or whatever, but I think you look better. Your physical appearance is better, and then I think by extension, you have that extra confidence. Or if you're a good person, if you're spiritually you know, in tune, then, you know, people are going to see that you are a good person inside as well. So I think that is the first point I was going to make. The second point I think I was going to make is that, at least for me, a person who doesn't have a lot of time, I think people can achieve those kinds of results without letting that completely rule their life. I mean, I personally am not maybe organized enough to carry around a cooler with me all the time, or to, you know, I think I put in probably an hour a day on weekdays for fitness, and, you know, I am as fit as I've ever been in my entire life. I mean, I'm 45. Mark knows I do triathlons all the time. I do really, you know, I do some pretty hard ones, Tahoe, Xterra. And I outperform a lot of people that are a lot younger than me, and that I believe probably put in a lot more time exercising. And I think efficient exercise and knowing the principles of health, rather than just latching on to trendy fads, or, you know, I think is the key, and the information's out there. I always try to encourage people, go on the internet, look, and don't just believe everything you read. Look at studies where they say, this was the study that was conducted. These are the results, and then apply that to your life, and you know, you'll see the change. So I think for me, it's about, I like when people empower themselves and learn for themselves. That's why I think, you know, the books are great. If people can read them and apply them themselves rather than just saying, oh, I see that now people are doing, you know, Pure Barre, so I'm going to do that. You know, I mean, look and see the information that's out there.
Scott, let me ask Scott on this. Scott, what are some things people can start doing right now? What's some how-to here? I know that you're probably cringing over there as we're spouting off all these ideas of how to get in shape. What do you think that the busy lifestyle, the busy entrepreneur can start doing immediately?
So there's several things. The important thing, I think, is to start now. So a lot of times people with projects or business people, they schedule things out. And with fitness, the great thing is that you can start now. You can start today. And I couldn't echo more what Todd just said. So when I created a curriculum for the 16 gyms in Utah, when I trained the trainers in, one of the rules that I followed is that there had to be a peer-reviewed case study performed on humans in order for me to teach it. And I was shocked at how many myths and lies and fads were out there that there's no actual science to back up, which is why so many people spin their wheels or they think they try something and they get frustrated with their results. So on Todd's point, absolutely, as far as you need to find the correct principles and make them work for you. And so that's something you can start now that I can share with you. So, for example, you maybe don't have the luxury of carrying your food around with you, although I too like to carry food with me sometimes. But some people
so you're
don't.
You're carrying cashews around with you too? Okay.
I've got all the stuff like that at all times. I've got
But aside from that, the reality or the principle there is that if you're burning more calories than you consume, you're going to start to lose weight. And even if it's like what you said at the start of the show, Mark, where you're sitting in Wendy's in a parking lot, not that I highly recommend a Wendy's to my clients ever, but if they're burning more than they're consuming, they're going to start to lose weight. It's like a simple math equation, calories in, calories out. And so that's some place where everybody can start today with the same foods that you eat and the same foods that are in your fridge is eating less. And another simple one, like Todd said, was to move more or going on a walk. There's lots of things we can do right at work in our desk that can start to help us. We can, from the simple things of proper posture to making sure our computer's adjusted so that we don't get extra tension in our neck or headaches or moving our hands or taking a walk break when we start to get tired. Putting together an actual exercise program. I don't know how far you want me to go with exactly what we can do today right away, but.
Well, that's I just want you. I think you teed it up. I'm gonna tell everyone what my newest. I think I'm burning calories more than I ever have before with this. I just got a stand up desk, and I've told Todd about this repeatedly. I'm so excited about this desk, Scott, because I probably spend 80 to 90% of my day standing up, moving around my office, where before it was an accountant, as a lawyer, I'm sitting in this chair and getting more and more back problems, and I have just loved it. So I don't know. I'm just throwing that out. It's been good for me.
Yeah. So something as simple as that, or I am not always in an office, but when I am, I commonly will sit on a stability ball, which forces me to stay upright or move around. I can use that same stability ball to stretch or take breaks with. There's little simple things like that. The thing is that everything counts, and when you're trying to create a caloric deficit or weight loss, there's always a plus and a minus. So anything you can add in, you know, where you're burning a little bit more calories or adding to your health, it certainly adds up and it counts. It's cumulative on a daily, on a weekly, on a monthly basis. You know, everything counts. It all adds up or it all subtracts.
Okay, well, I want to go over to a topic that Susie brought up in her book, which I was pretty surprised about. I mean, it's an entire section of her book. And I think this really affects entrepreneurs in a big way. It affects me. Anybody that's been to a workshop of mine knows that I used to drink excessive amounts of the nectar of the gods, a.k.a. Diet Mountain Dew. And so in Susie's book, she talks about drinking more water. Susie, this is a huge part of your book, and health and feeling better and nutrition is you really emphasize water. What's your tell us about that point and why.
Well, I do talk about it in my book, and I actually call that section Make Water Your Friend. So think of water as your friend. And part of the thing, if you really want to start drinking water, if you're drinking a lot of coffees, a lot of sweetened drinks, Diet Cokes, if I go and I'm having a rough day and I just want that Diet Coke, I want something sparkly, I don't even crave water, and I drink half as much water that day than I would have if I would have had an iced tea instead. So sometimes it's like paying attention to the other things that you drink, and then you can also do simple things like before you have your Diet Coke or before you have your coffee, have 2 bottles of water. So sometimes it's even like a game. And when I'm with my friends, I'll remind them, are you drinking your water? And a lot of them, you know, they'll have like one of those 16-ounce bottles of water throughout the day. And I'm like, what are you doing? You know, you need to flush those toxins out of your system. And I do, you know, I do make some of the other jokes, and I'll make fun of myself. And it's like, you know, I'm sure that sometimes people think that I've got a medical condition. I'm running to that restroom. But I don't care, because for me, I know that it's better for me to be having it than to, you know, for them to go, what the heck is wrong with that girl? I don't care. I think Scott can probably talk a little bit more on this and the benefits of drinking water, but I definitely will. I encourage my friends to drink it, or when I go to lunch, even if I have a tea, I'll still drink lots of water as I'm eating lunch. And I just make it part of my lifestyle and part of my routine. And my dad is 83, and he recently got hospitalized for dehydration. So that was something where I really, really had to talk to him about the water and not just drinking like green tea all day or things that are like a diuretic. So, and he's doing great. He's drinking water. He's drinking his Smart Water, and he's in fantastic health.
Well, I should have started this show with steps and tips, and we could have put them in a list of some sort. But hopefully all of you that are listening today are getting some sort of tip or item that's going to impact you in a big way. And I really am. And, you know, back to this water thing, I just think, you know, anybody that would put a soda machine in their office, it's got to be an issue. Todd, did you do that for your? Do you want to comment on that? I don't know. Maybe you should be kicked off the show. I don't know.
I know. I do have some food vices, very few, but I have to admit, I do have some, and I struggle with those, but I have to allow myself some guilty pleasures, and yeah, a Coke Zero now and again, or Diet Dr. Pepper.
Are you drinking your water too, though?
I drink so much water. You have no idea. I drink so much water that I have the same problem that you have, that I get home from the gym, and for the rest of the day, I'm like, people think I probably have bladder problems. I drink gallons of water. So, yeah. So,
I think I want to point this out. I think in the same conversation where I was reporting to Todd my workout regimen, he had pointed out that he had just installed Coke Zero, Diet Coke, Diet Dr. Pepper, and several new, items in his office. So, I just want to throw that out. But hey, Scott, on this note of water, let's get practical here for a second too. We've got about 10 minutes left here. So, but quickly, what are some things that some entrepreneurs, busy people, are doing wrong? Like, if you could say, hey, if you like you said a moment ago, start now. Just start exercising daily. Drink more water. schedule your fitness, and because if you're a busy entrepreneur, you've got to schedule the time. But what are some mistakes people are making that are just, we need to hear it today? What would you say when you have a captive audience like this?
Yeah, so one of the biggest mistakes is they think it's too complicated, which is why they don't start to do it. They think that if there's too much or there's, yeah, it's just, if I can't set aside an hour and 45 minutes every day, I might as well not do it. And that's just flat out wrong. A simple and easy one is, that we were just talking on the water topic, is don't drink your calories. If you have a goal of losing weight, don't drink your calories. Make sure that it's satious food that will fill you up when you eat it, which will help create that deficit. And know that if you do have a vice like Todd Bates, it's important to point out that you can still be successful. So some people think that because they drink Coke Zero, which I would never do. I don't know if that's what you drink, Todd. I'm messing with you. But because of certain things like that, they ultimately are setting themselves up for failure. So if they can't be all in, which a lot of entrepreneurs and business-minded people are, if they can't be all in, it's hard for them to be a little bit in. And so just being aware of all the little things. Every time you eat a little bit less, there's more of a minus as far as weight loss. And every time you exercise a little bit more, a little walk or take the steps instead of the elevator, all those little things is that really everything counts and everything is cumulative as far as health and weight loss goes.
You know, let me throw this out too. Susie, any other major mistakes you see your students as you lecture around the country, that if you could just ask people to do two or three things, what would you want them to change?
Health and fitness or just overall?
Well, you know, just health. Just health and fitness as you're trying to help people exude that confidence and bring that balance together. Let me just say this real quick. Well, and I want to just give an example again here too, because to me, when I'm drinking a lot of soda, I mean, I was doing a 32-ounce mid-morning because I needed to get some things going. Right after, at lunch, I'd probably drink 2 to 3 sodas, and then I was doing a 32-ounce in the evening, and if I pulled an all-nighter, I was doing another 32. Well, I was like on this, it was crazy. I was doing over 100 ounces of soda a day, if not 150 ounces of soda, and then I wondered why I didn't feel good, and I was sleeping 4 hours a day, but then at times in my life when I've been on that rat race and I can get off it and get on a schedule where I may even get 6 hours of sleep and I'm drinking more water and I'm having my one free day a week where I can drink all the soda I want, and then I find out at work I'm making better decisions. I'm faster. I'm crisper. I'm sharper. I just feel like it's
problems. With these sodas, it's not just that you're putting in carbonation and caffeine. It's all the chemicals and everything that's in it and stuff that we just shouldn't be consuming. But, you know, I like to enjoy a Diet Coke every now and again, too. I like that sparkle. I do. However,
the truth comes out.
I do. I'll admit it. But that's why I'm a dork, and I make sure I make my big old thing of green tea. So I can get my caffeine for my green tea instead. So I have my, you know, my bottle with my tea, and I feel better. And that feeling better and knowing that you've got that longevity rather than just for the instance that sparkly drink that's filled with, I'm not sure what Scott would call it, but he tells us not to drink it at all, which is very good advice. And then the weird thing is that when you're younger, you know, these young girls, they're in their 20s and they're drinking tons of Diet Coke and they look fantastic. It just, those Diet Cokes haven't caught up with them yet. But wait till they're in their 40s and they see what their skin looks like.
That
water, it's not just, internal, but it shows in your skin. And I think that it was Todd that had mentioned, you know, you have a brightness to your eyes.
And, you know, I think all of us, all of the listeners out there today and I know myself, I can sit down and go, all right, I know the two or three destructive things I'm doing right now and the two or three good things I could be doing. And I just want to let all of you know you're not alone. I think a lot of small business owners can feel very isolated. They call them solopreneurs for a reason. You feel like you're having to hold everything together financially, your family, your psyche, and it can be overwhelming. And I just truly believe that in my life, I've seen it time and time again, where I can find just a half hour in the morning to just run a half a mile or run a mile or get on a mountain bike and just ride for even just a little bit and release some endorphins, get outside, no matter what the temperature is. And because, mind you, I did live in Cedar City, Utah for a while. I know it's exercise in cold weather. But, you know, you've got to just get outside and just do it. And I promise you, you will feel better at work. You'll be a better entrepreneur. You'll make more money, if that's what your goal is, make more money, or maybe you'll just be happier. And I don't know. So in our final few minutes, let me just throw it out to my panel. Scott, what are your thoughts on that, just that motivation that people need to hear? And you're a trainer. You stood over people yelling at them as they're lifting weights. What are you telling? Tell us now.
just do it. The thing is, the bottom line is you have to do it. You have to give it a try. And you feel better. And that's the biggest thing. And that feeling becomes addictive because of those endorphins and other things. The thing is that when you're a successful person or on your way to being wealthy or having money or you're already there, you have to have a goal to enjoy excellent health throughout your lifetime. I mean, you have to have high energy levels. You want to be free from pain. You don't want illness or diseases or anything like that to just tamper your life. You want to be able to play with your kids and have energy to go out back with them. And the great news is that we can, and that we just need to start now and start to do it a step at a time. And as we make these little changes, what will happen is we'll go from trying something to doing a little bit more, and then suddenly we're doing things that we never thought that we could, and our self-image is better. We feel better about ourselves. And because of that, we're willing to do more and try more. And it really just becomes, in essence, an upward spiral of us feeling better and making progress and being happy with the way you look and the way that you feel, and not only being able to do things better at work, but, you know, a lot of reason we work or we're entrepreneurs or we're successful is so that we can enjoy life outside of it. And we start to enjoy that part of our life even more, which, makes us feel good.
I love it. I love it. Susie, how do people get your book? How can they get more of you and what you're preaching here?
Oh, thank you. They can go online. So my book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. My website is sexyfitfab.com. And I hope to hear from everybody. And if you have any questions, you can go to my website and just send off an email to me.
I love sexyfitfab.com. All right,
yes.
I can remember that. That's easy stuff. Good stuff. Susie, thank you so much for finding time out of your busy schedule. And Scott, I know that you're on the road too. And Scott, are you doing personal training for folks right now? Is there a website or something you'd like to send out to folks? Or
there's not. But if
people
had specific questions, if they asked you, I would be happy to respond or give them some more bullet points or send out some information. So.
Oh, thank you. I know you've written plans for friends and associates of mine. So, folks, if you do want to get a hold of Scott, send me an email. I'll pass it along. Todd, any other motivating advice from you? Is our resident entrepreneur on the line here, too, to trying to make all this happen? What would you tell folks?
I think everything is great. I couldn't agree more with mine is the practical approach. I just have to say one thing on all of the – this is maybe to the women out there. Do not be afraid of weights.
Good comment.
Do not be afraid of the gym. And do not be afraid of carbs or fat, because you need those just like you need protein. I mean, I just – there's so many people that I think, going back to those myths, the myths that I hear all the time and time again – women don't want to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, so they won't pick up weight. And it's just, I know that is a complete falsehood. I mean, it's not possible unless they have some sort of, like, you know, testosterone problem, like an endocrine problem. And,
Scott,
and
yes,
people
that.
Do not understand macronutrients. They do not eat properly because they think they have to, like, eliminate something. And that's not true either. So my advice is pick up weight.
All right.
My advice, get a stand-up desk and get sexy. Get sexy.
I agree. Thanks, guys.
Susie. Thank you. You guys were awesome. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the show. Yes. Have a Mark Kohler Show. We'll see you next Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. You're on the Mark Kohler Show. Keep living healthy. Don't give up. American dreams right around the corner.
Thanks for listening to another hour of refreshing strategies to better live your American dream.
Don't forget to get your free copy of Mark and Matt's ebooks and sign up for their weekly free newsletter with important tax deadlines and articles at refreshyourwealth.com.